Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians staged a noisy celebration across the country. The Pharaohs won the African Cup Finals for a record sixth time. The defending champions, who played Cameroon in Ghana Sunday evening, had control over the ball most of the game, beating the indomitable Lions with the only goal of the match 61 minutes into the game. The bustling streets of Cairo were nearly empty as people sat glued to their television sets at home and at cafes, rooting for their national team. But the silence changed to excitement and noisy celebration after Egypt scored the winning goal. Crowds and cafes around the country were cheering, Masr, Masr, Arabic for Egypt, Egypt. To this woman, who gives her name as Iman, the victory gives Egyptians something to cheer about at a time of economic hardship.
People are mostly depressed nowadays, so anything that could draw a smile on their face is excellent.
To soccer fan Hani Hassan, the win is not just about a soccer game, but about going into the streets and letting loose in a country where opposition political rallies and demonstrations are quickly dispersed by Egyptian state security. Hassan said this is one of the few times when Egyptian security does not stop people from taking to the streets.
All the Egyptian society, they wouldn't dare to have a political revolution, but they would definitely have a soccer revolution. Nobody can stop them from having fun or going across any red lines on the streets. It's the best time ever.
He says soccer in Egypt is a sport enjoyed by the rich and poor alike, and a victory helps unite the country more than anything else.
Well, it is like a country spirit where everybody enjoys it, and it's the only time where everyone is partying on the streets together. They don't care who, where, or when.
The streets were filled with cars honking their horns and youth dressed from head to toe in Egypt's national red, white, and black colors. Porter Mohammed Mahmoud said at times like these, Egyptians have not only a strong sense of Arab and Muslim heritage, but also of being part of Africa. He says, we are an Arab country, but also an African country. Of course we are part of Africa, said Mahmoud. To the hundreds of thousands of people in the streets across the country, the victorious pharaohs put Egypt on the world map and made the country proud. Reporting for VOA from Cairo, this is Aya Petrawi.